Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And many of you know, that was the challenging message left on my answer machine several years ago that set me off in an eternal and everlasting search for the wild turkey. Sometimes I win, sometimes he wins, but I don't know if I've ever gotten that particular one, but I'll be out there again this season. How about you? You going turkey hunting? Well, the weather's not going to cancel that, but it is going to cancel many other things. The portions of the New Orleans City Park Rodeo will not be held. That big bayou cleanup that was going on down at Shell Beach today has been postponed and will be rescheduled. And there could be some other cancellations due to what I'm calling a sloppy-looking weather forecast. There's some pretty bad winds. Rain is not really intense like a huge storm, but it's scattered, and everybody should be getting a little bit of it everywhere from the Texas coast over to the Florida coast. We'll run down a complete coastal marine forecast for you. Also, we're going to revisit my Alabama fishing trip down to Mobile Bay with Captain Patrick Garmison of Ugly Fishing. He's getting out there, getting ready to go fishing this morning. We'll talk to him and some of our other field reporters. And, of course, if you have had, as always, a fishing or hunting trip that was successful this week, want to brag about it or actually include it as intel for our listening audience, do that. You can send the details to our text board. It's real time here at the studio, 504-260-1870. And our bad boy feature today, well, this guy, he hit the civil restitution jackpot. We got his story coming up in the second hour of the show. Hope you'll be with us for that. One thing certainly not canceled today is turkey season in Louisiana, youth hunting season. Today and tomorrow, the youths can get out there and bag. In Louisiana, they are able to take a jake, or basically what is known as a one-year-old turkey, where the regular hunters are limited to a full beard of six-inch beards or longer, full mature birds. You're limited to two in Louisiana. That season will open 1 week from today for everybody to get out there. Mississippi is already underway. They allow multiple birds. You can get three in Mississippi. Of course, they got to have one gobbler per day with at least a six-inch beard. Alabama's also open right now. They're very generous. They allow you four per spring season, one per day. Their season is also open as well. And you can use decoys starting April 4th and May 8th, but not until then in Alabama. They're okay in Louisiana. All right, coming back after this, pinch hitting for Robbie Campo. He's on another mission to get that wild turkey bird we just heard from. He's over in Texas, and we got Glenn Sanchez. Captain Glenn's going to be checking in with us to update us on what we can kind of eke out of this sloppy Saturday morning if you're going to be headed out fishing. We'll be back to talk to Glenn right after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And pinch hitting for Robbie Campo down in Shell Beach is Glenn Sanchez. Captain Glenn joins us on a kind of a blustery, sloppy-looking day weather-wise. We'll see if we can eke out of it. But I do want to let people know that the Bayou Cleanup, which we've been talking about for a couple of weeks, they were going to have some music and crawfish after volunteers went out of Campo's marina to kind of clean up the marshes and pick up some of the trash and old stuff that's out there. Well, that has been postponed due to the weather, and we'll let you know about rescheduling it. That was one of the efforts of Captain Jimmy Corley and Tee-Wee's on the Bayou. Glenn Sanchez joins us now. And
good
Glenn,
morning.
If you had to go fishing in this today, besides a rain suit, what else would you recommend?
Just get you some live shrimp, go fishing, don't worry about the weather. If there's lightning, come home.
That's about as sound advice as you can give on a day like today. It's going to be scattered. Some people are going to get it worse than others. What's the winds like down there right now? That's going to be a main consideration.
It's blowing a little bit. It's maybe 8-10 miles an hour, just a little tiny bit. I mean, it's not much at all.
That's definitely fishable, but you got to stay tight. I would stay off the big bays and running all outside. You know, you got to have to find those little nooks and crannies on the inside, get out of the weather.
Yes, without a doubt. And so you don't have to go that far because I went fishing Tuesday with my favorite person, and I threw top water. And, man, I had a ball, Don. I had a ball.
Yeah, you don't usually throw top water, but when they're biting on it, you love it, huh? You're kind of like me.
Yeah. It's getting to the point where I'm getting old, and it's a lot of work to go out there and just cast and cast and cast. But, you know,
yeah.
This time of the year, I just can't pass it up. So I give it my best shot, and I put some nice fish in the boat the other day, had a bunch of good blow-ups, caught some fish, released some fish, had a great time.
You know, what would you consider the best conditions for throwing the top water, when you're most likely to be able to hit them throwing that bait?
When the gnats are biting. And it's calm.
Yeah, calm is definitely a good requirement. It also helps you see that strike and that blow up, which is a beautiful sight. That and a cork going down under the water, those are the two most exciting moments in fishing, I think.
Well, you know, I tell people I'm tired of fishing. I'm ready to get back to catching. You know, when you got shrimp, that's all. You just go out there and you catch fish. When you're fishing lures, you have to fish.
Yeah,
you know, you still catch them, but you just have to fish a whole lot harder.
This is the time of year where live shrimp are kind of iffy whether they're going to be available or not. What's it looking like for this weekend? Actually, tomorrow looks like a much better day to get out than today for people who can go either or both.
Well, you know, it's early in the season right now. They're catching some shrimp. The tanks aren't full. They got some shrimp down here. You know, it's first come, first serve. But, you know, I don't know if he's going to go out today, depending on the weather. But, I mean, he's selling shrimp this morning, so I know it makes people happy.
Well, Glenn, you dug out shrimp for years, for decades. That was your livelihood when you had the Breton Sound Marina. What are some tips you give people once you give them the shrimp to keep them alive? Because when you buy live shrimp and you take them out and before you can use them, they're all dead in the well. That's not good. So what's some tips to keep them lively longer?
They have this stuff they call G-juice that you put in your tank. Now, you can only do this if you have a closed system. You can't have a live well that's flushing water in and out. And I feel like in the summertime, that's the worst thing you can have. In the summertime, I go back to the old ice chest in the boat with an aerator in it, put my shrimp in it, and just put some ice in there and leave them in that water. Because in the summertime, the water gets so hot, you're traveling over the hottest part of the water, sucking it into your bait well, you're cooking your shrimp.
Yeah. How about asking your bait dealer to use some of his tank water to fill in your well, if you're not going to use the open system pulling outside water in?
Well, some of them, they don't want to give you the water. And, like, well, right now, you know, at Shell Beach, they're working out of the tanks that are in the bayou. So it's bayou water, so it doesn't make a difference. They're not even in the closed tanks right now.
Right.
You know, would it be in cooler? They live so much longer. The hotter it gets, the harder it gets.
Yeah. You know, I have people ask me, how do you hook a live shrimp? And there's several ways I do it, but the most common way is, you know, up on the head and avoiding the black
right.
dot. Talk about hooking a live shrimp.
Well, I mean, like you said, there's several ways to hook it. You know, you can hook it right in front of the black dot on the head, and I like to use a real small hook. And I say a small hook, I use a number one kale. That mm-hmm. way you don't put a big hole in the shrimp's head. Or there's a dot back on his tail, maybe a half inch from the back of his tail, and you can hook them through there. And then sometimes I find if you're hooking them through the head and they're not really hitting them real well, if you hook them through the tail and they start hitting them better, hook your shrimp through the tail and throw them out. They swim different when you hook them in the tail.
They do. And a lot of times it's, you know, what the fish want. You'll find that they'll take them hooked in the head better than they will in the tail or vice versa. And it's a very valuable commodity, though, and you want to take care to keep them alive and hook them right so they stay alive on the hook and do their job as best they can.
You don't want to overcrowd them. You know, you want the water cool and clean, and you want to have plenty of oxygen. And the biggest thing is overcrowding them. If you overcrowd them, you're going to end up killing them. So, you know, better off just to go out there with enough and not too many.
Yep.
You know, and keep those alive.
And the good thing about live shrimp, if you don't use them, you can take them home and fry them.
Yeah, that's what's good about saltwater fish. With freshwater fish, worms.
Exactly. Well, Glenn, thanks for filling in for Robbie. We appreciate it. I know he appreciates it because he likes to go turkey hunting this time of the year, and you can do as good a job when you come on. We appreciate it.
He likes to leave here whenever he can.
Exactly right. All right, Glenn, have a good weekend, my friend. Hope to talk to you again soon.
You do the same. Y'all have a great time, and be safe.
Always be safe. Thank you, Glenn. All right, coming back after this, we're going to check on some of those closures for you again and repeat them in case you were all fired up to go down there and do it. And also, we're going to get to our text message board. If you want to send us a message and we'll share it with our audience, you can do that at 504-260-1870. It's good white perch crappie season. It's turkey season, and speckled trout are in the marshes. They're moving in. We'll be right back after this. Okay, if you did not get the message due to the forecast, and it's not so much the rain as they are concerned about lightning, they have canceled the Fishtival part of the New Orleans City Park Bass Rodeo, the 76th annual. It's the longest-running fishing tournament in the nation, probably in the world. That portion, as long, and also the boats on the bayou, that the kayaks or other non-motorized vessels were allowed to fish in Bayou St. John adjacent to the park, that has also been canceled. But all of the from-the-bank categories are still open. So if you've been looking for a chance to win in one of these big bass or other species categories, today might be a good shot because I think the attendance and the participation is going to be pretty low due to the weather forecast. Also taking its toll, the weather, on an event, the Bayou Cleanup Day, where it was going to be at Shell Beach, where we just talked to Glenn Sanchez. It was going to start at 9 a.m. this morning down at Campos. Volunteers were going to go out in their boats and pick up trash and give the marsh a shiny new look and then come back to some crawfish and music. Well, that's been postponed, too. Again, concerns with lightning. So there you have it. The weather takes its toll. All right, we got some text messages coming in. Let's see. We got the backstrap stacker. He's always in. He's in checking in from Clark County, Alabama. They're chasing the beady-eyed bird. Yeah, we got some turkey hunters we're hearing from. He says it's a little rainy up here, which is perfect. Hope he shows up this morning. Yeah, I do too. We always hoping he shows up. And let's see, we got a reminder from the match director. It's election day today, so make time to go vote around your hunting or fishing trips. The polls are open for a lot of hours. You got plenty of time to get out there and do your civic duty. And let's see, we're hearing here from good luck to all the folks fishing boats on the bayou. Well, we just mentioned, if you didn't get the word, that has been canceled for this year in the New Orleans City Park Rodeo. He says, welcome the popular frog lawyer driving in from Acadiana. Well, hopefully he got the word. He says, another reminder to get out and vote. That's from our friend the Lafayette Yacker. And our Ohio listener says, what's your favorite fish/seafood breakfast? Banning shrimps or barring shrimp and grits. Well, shrimp and grits would be my favorite. I'd have to think about it. What about you guys and girls out there? What's your favorite fish or seafood breakfast? 504-260-1870. Brandon, is it Jolly or Jolay? I'm not sure. They're headed to the turkey woods, chasing them with the kids in the youth season. They're going to be dodging the storms, chasing the thunder chickens, which is a.k.a. Tom Turkey. He's got twin boys, Peyton and Paxton. Jolie are out there hoping to fill their tags. Boy, that, you know, I got a perfect picture of what the perfect day would be. You know, I often, when turkey season comes around, I kind of get my thoughts together about all the seasons, and I've probably killed, I don't know, somewhere around 40 turkeys in my life. And, you know, what worked, what didn't, how it went. And one of the things that I've realized over the years is, more often than not, when I have killed a turkey, more than one came in. They go in pairs pretty regularly, especially early in the season. And I would love to see a pair come in and Peyton and Paxton on a youth hunt doubled up on those turkeys. I don't think turkey season or life could get much better for those boys. Good luck, boys. And if you don't see or get a turkey, enjoy being out there. All right, here's another one. Wingbone, our friend Wingbone, who makes the Wingbone turkey calls, he says he's going to be going later in the week trying to get him a turkey up in Alabama. All right, we also have Butch, our friend at the he's the Wycloski Bridge tender. Wycloski Bridge is the one you cross over, and when you hit the other side, you go left to Shell Beach and right to Hopedale. He said it's really dead down there this morning, not much boat traffic. The wind's blowing steady, 10 to 15 at the bridge. Thanks for that eyewitness report, Butch. We appreciate it. And we've got another texter, a no-name texter, headed to Pine Grove, Louisiana. I don't know what you're doing up in Pine Grove. That's turkey country. And here's a vote from a Baton Rouge listener on the favorite seafood fish breakfast. How about a crawfish omelet? That sounds pretty good. Shrimp and grits, crawfish omelet. What other delectable seafood or fish breakfast dishes are out there for us to enjoy? All right, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to get some more fishing reports. We'll get some more of your text messages. We'd love to hear from you. If you're going turkey hunting this morning, tell us who you are, where you are, and what you think the prospects are for turkey season. I tell you, Mississippi and parts of Alabama have been good in their very opening weeks and days. I've been getting a lot of pictures coming in from turkeys, some really nice ones that have been taken. And there's still a ways to go. It's just getting cranked up here in Louisiana. It's youth hunting days today and tomorrow. Only the Utes can pull the trigger, the mom and dad. So you can be there to take pictures and call and assist them. But you got to wait till next week for the big boys and girls. All right, we'll be back right after this. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, well, this kind of got started on a morning like this. Well, a lot of us are going to be leaving a little bit late, maybe not going out at all. What would be your favorite seafood or fish breakfast? We had, of course, I think all-time number one would automatically go to shrimp and grits, so we're going to kind of throw that one out and bar it. But we got some other ones in. How about crawfish omelet? That was one. Shrimp Benedict, which is the shrimp with the egg. Maybe that would be your favorite. We've also got blackened fish and grits. That sounds pretty good, too, if you like the spicy stuff. All right, if you got one favorite that you have for breakfast, and it's got to have seafood in it, or fish, which is both the same, 504-260-1870. That's our contact with the audience. You just dial that up, keep it in your memory, and when you want to shoot us a message and give us a fishing report, ask a question, you got a comment about something we're talking about, we'd love to hear from you. 504-260-1870. All right, we come back after a quick station identification pause. Going to update you on the Captain Mike Helmer benefit that's going on and having some success, and that's thanks to you. Also, we'll update you on the upcoming red snapper season. Man, can hardly wait for that. We'll be right back to do that. But first, we pause these 10 seconds to let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And if you were tuned in earlier this month, you may remember I was talking to a young lady named Angela Caruso, who is heading up the benefit for Captain Mike Helmer. Captain Mike Helmer is the owner, captain of the Phil Robichaux Fishing Charters that operates out of Lafitte. He suffered a massive heart attack and some severe strokes following that. He's doing fairly good. He's on the road to recovery, and they've got a benefit going to help he and his family deal with some medical bills, which obviously comes along with anything like this. And, boy, what a great benefit they've put together. They've got like 7 or 8 fishing trips, guided fishing trips, all expense paid, with some of his friends and fellow captains. And if you'd like to get in on it, it's going to be a drawing that'll be done on May the 6th. Tickets are $25 a piece, 5 for $100. And some of the trips that'll be going, the famous 4-person fishing trip and overnight stay, that'll be with Captain Phil's Charters out of Lafitte. There's a 2-person charter with Big Dog Charters, with Captain Bo Weber. He's out of Delacro. Another 2-person trip with Lane Zimmer. He's out of Delacro. Also in Delacro is Captain Sean Thornton. There's also a trip going to be drawn for Captain Bart Simo out of Delacro. There's one with Dead Reds Unlimited. That's out of Venice. And a Shimano spinning reel with a St. Croix rod. Boy, what a combo that is. An 85-quart Engel ice chest. and a $200 automobile detailing with Helmer's Detailing. So, again, you can buy it with Venmo. You can send checks. Tickets, $25. You get five of them for $100. Angela Caruso is the lady's name. I'll give out her telephone number while you're waiting to get a pen or a pencil. And also, you can find out more and sign up on Facebook. Hooked on Healing. You can remember that. It's easy to remember. Hooked on Healing. That's the benefit. And you can also go to cars99@cox.net. for email information. Angela's phone number is 504-458-7844. That's 458-7844. Area code's 504. If you're driving, don't get crazy looking for a pen. Just simply text me and I'll send you those numbers and information back. That's 504-260-1870 is our contact text line. All right, we're talking about morning breakfast involving seafood. Got some crawfish omelets. We got some blackened fish and grits. We got shrimp and grits. We got shrimp Benedict. Anything else? You know, I was talking to one of my son-in-laws, and I had caught some fish earlier this week, and we fried them up fresh from they were swimming in the morning, and they were on the plate in the evening. And he said he likes to eat them at the hunting camp, eat fish fillets, fried fish, cold. Do you eat fish cold? Not my favorite. I guess I would if I had to, if it was the only way to get it done. But some people enjoy it cold. It's just something about the taste and the texture of it. All right, red snapper seasons. They're coming up in all of our states. Alabama's looking forward to theirs. They'll be opening up on the Friday before Memorial Day, May 23rd. This year they're going to do the 7 days a week. Now, that goes through June 30th. And then it goes back to the four-day weekends starting on July 4th until the harvest quota is met. You know, that's how snapper seasons go. There's limits. You can, you know, catch minimum size and creel limits, but the overall harvest numbers dictates when the season ends. Here in Louisiana, the season will start on May 1st. That's a Thursday. And it'll be 7 day a week with a daily bag limit of 4 fish per person and a 16-inch total length. I'm a proponent of the 7 day a week season. I'll tell you why. See, like we get days like today with weather, with that wind blowing offshore, it just throws out sometimes one of those whole weekends where if you got the 7 days, your likelihood of being able to get your trip in is a whole lot better. So if you like red snapper, there's a lot of them out there. And thanks to a program called La Creole, it was developed in Louisiana. Other states like Alabama are adopting it where it goes by real-time reporting, or near real-time reporting. And as long as you can keep track of what's coming in, you can continue to have the season open. And if at the end of that season there was an overage or an underage, it can be adjusted on the following season. I like it. And I do enjoy my red snapper. How about you? All right, we come back after this. We're going to get a fishing report from the guy I fished with this week. We were hunting for speckled trout in Mobile Bay. We found him. His name is Patrick Garmison. You might have heard him on the show before. The name of his business is Ugly Fishing Charters, but it's really not ugly at all. We'll talk to Patrick. I think he's getting ready to go out today and see what his chances are given these weather conditions. Doesn't look nearly as bad over there on the Mobile coast. We'll be back to talk to Captain Patrick right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we're getting in several very creative dishes for breakfast with seafood in it. If you got one, 504-260-1870, I'll share some of these with you and give you some good ideas. But right now we're going to talk to Captain Patrick Garmison of Ugly Fishing Charters. He's getting ready for a trip over on the Alabama coast. I had a trip with him there earlier this week, which we will talk about. Patrick, before we get to the fishing, you got a favorite seafood or fish breakfast item you like?
Yeah, I'm going to throw blue crabs in an omelet.
There you go.
Yeah, some lump crab meat in an omelet. That's probably my go-to if I'm going seafood and breakfast.
Well, if you didn't get the crabs, you can catch some of those sheephead and boil them up like I was mentioning to you and use that in there with the the omelet. That'd be good too.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad strategy.
Well, I'm looking at the forecast for today, and I'm looking at the radar right now. And it looks like y'all kind of got some just light rain right now. I guess wind is going to be the big consideration. Is the trip on right now or off for this morning?
Oh, I'm on. I've got some guys in town from Mississippi, and it seems like whenever they show up, the weather's going to be terrible, but we're going to find some fish somewhere.
You know, that has a lot to do with whether you go or stay is, you know, what the circumstances are, if you got a chance to come right back or if this is something you've been looking forward to. And really, if fish, the number of fish is not the number one thing, but the fun of the camaraderie and getting out there with your friends and just being on the water. Getting back to our trip we had on Thursday, you and I and Lucio Orfanello from Scott's Marine, I consider it a great trip. I mean, it wasn't a slam dunk and it wasn't real fast, but we managed to catch three limits of some nice speckled trout. Is that going to kind of be what you're looking for today? And you might describe to the listeners how you found them and what the technique was, the pattern, so maybe they can put that to use too if they want to fish the Mobile Bay area.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely going to be, because I kind of did the rinse and repeat again yesterday and found similar results. We ended up having a few more smaller fish than what we did on your trip, but pretty similar on numbers and spaced out. But I tell you, the one thing that we ended up finding yesterday that was a little different was we ended up finding a pretty good bite on soft plastics with some better quality fish. You know, it seemed like we put a lot of our better fish in the boat with shrimp. And but then yesterday we caught a lot more smaller fish on shrimp and then switched over to plastics and ended up putting a lot more slot size trout in the boat. And that's definitely something you got to keep in mind this time of year. Because shrimp aren't really, they're not really abundant in the system. It's just an easy food source for these trout. And in a lot of cases, there's, especially in the bay, there's just not an abundance of any type of bait fish or anything. So it's really a perfect scenario. If you find the fish, they're usually pretty hungry and willing to bite. So throwing a big soft plastic, we throw the slick lure. We'll throw some different paddle tails and stuff too. And those are really good ways to put some quality fish in the boat. But if you have no idea where to start, a popping cork in a live shrimp or a popping cork in a shrimp imitation is a great way to try to locate a school of fish.
How are you rigging those plastics? Is it on a simple jig head, and what size jig head? And what about the shrimp under a cork? How far down are you putting the hooks?
Well, I'll go ahead and start with the cork. The way I measure out my cork, if I'm in water, say 6 feet and say 6 feet and less, say less than around 3 feet or so, I'm gonna pull the length of my leader from my sternum to the end of my hand to the end of my fingers. So that's gonna be about, you know, almost 3 feet, being that I'm 6 feet tall or just under 6 feet tall. So that's generally where I start, is about a 3 foot leader. And if I have three or four guys on the boat and I have no idea where to start, I may have somebody start with a leader that's a little bit shorter, maybe closer to 18 inches, and then maybe one guy a little bit longer with one, say, about 4 feet, and then pay attention to who's getting the most bites and then adjust accordingly.
Got it.
As far as the plastics, the larger, what we call the OG slick lure, I rig it on a beast hook, a four-aught owner beast hook, both weighted or unweighted. When you're in this wind like we're going to be today, a weighted one is definitely the way to go. And then on the smaller plastics, I'm 1/8 or 3/16 ounce eye strike jig head is the way I like to go.
All right, very good. Thanks for the information, and thanks for a great trip we had. Those speckled trout were very pretty fish. And, you know, one thing I noticed about those fish, and I don't know whether it was just time of the year or something that's conducive to those fish, most times when I catch speckled trout, you can tell it's a speckled trout because they come up to the top real quick and start, you know, throwing their head side to side on top. These fish had a tendency to stay down until almost they got right to the boat.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea what that was about, but they seem to be they seem to be staying down and staying driving down and trying to pull the hook free in a different way. So
I guess
they weren't very successful against us, you know.
Right. I guess that's impersonating a redfish is the charge on those fish. Well, look, wish those guys from Mississippi a good trip for me, and I'm sure check on their non-resident licenses, make sure they got their passports and an updated shot record before you get them on the boat.
Well, dude, Don, it was a pleasure taking you out, man.
Well, look forward to another trip with you. Give people your information if they want to find out more about fishing with ugly fishing charters.
just go on, uglyfishing.com and go to, oh my God, what happened? You still hear me, Don? Yeah.
Yes, sir. We're here waiting for that telephone number.
Man, I don't know what just happened. All right, here we go. Go to uglyfishing.com, and then my telephone number is 251-747-1554.
All right, and I got that number if people need it. Good luck on your trip, Patrick, and look forward to talking with you again.
All right, thanks a lot, Don.
There he goes, Ugly Fishing's Patrick Garmison fishing. He fishes all over the coast, out of Daphne. We left out of the Fairhope launch and fished that eastern shoreline of Mobile Bay. Lots of reefs and docks of fish there, a lot of structure to work. All right, we come back after this. We'll check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter, find out how bad the wind's blowing down on the island of Grand Isle, and get us an update on what I've been hearing about, a good sheephead bite taking place down there. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, after the top of the hour break, we're going to get to some more of these seafood breakfast recipes. Frankie D and Captain Robin, thank you for those, and the others who have sent them in, we'll share them with our audience. Right now, let's check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter. I'm sure he's got a favorite seafood breakfast item he enjoys. Darrell, what's your favorite?
Well, I'm not going to say it's a favorite, Don, but I'm going to tell you, if I've got some leftover fried fish in the refrigerator, a fish and egg sandwich, sure, a cold fish and egg sandwich sure goes good.
Now, what do you do with the egg? Fried egg with cold fish?
No, scramble it usually.
Okay, good. I got you. Well, do you happen to have any of those fish left over this morning?
That's a myth, Don. Come on now. We're charter captains. We don't get any fish. Our customers say, you know.
That's true. That's true. You don't get the fish. You're just there to direct and guide. Well, what's the weather looking like down there, man? You know, there's a lot of cancellations. I don't know if this is just a new trend where the weather forecasts scare people and they start canceling all these things and then find out it wasn't as bad as it was intended, or if it's a good move safety-wise. Are you getting what the forecast was down there?
Yeah, actually, Don, it got in here late. As of right now, the way that the screens are rattling on the windows and stuff, I hadn't stuck my head out there yet because a pretty significant rain just stopped, but the wind's humping pretty good out here right now. So it looks like you're going to have several breaks during the day, but getting up at daylight and leaving at daylight doesn't look like the plan for Grand Isle this morning.
Yeah, I agree with you. It looks like this system is moving to the north, northeast, I guess. A lot of it, some of it coming out of the Gulf, others of it's coming out of Texas, and looks like it's going to be with us for a while. And then we're going to have an open, and we're going to have a little window, you know, starting when it clears out tonight through tomorrow sometime before it starts moving back in here on Monday. So if somebody's headed out there, particularly with sheephead on the brain, I've been getting some good reports from the sheephead run going on down there right now.
Yeah, that's probably out unless you're going in a big boat with a hearty stomach, because I think last I saw last night, the forecast was for fours today with that wind being out of the south-southeast. So it's going to be four-footers, because most of the sheephead that you're hearing about have been at the close-in rigs. It's been, you know, Don, it's been a pretty decent week on everything. I mean, speckled trout, black drum, the whiting. I mean, we had some two-pound whiting off of that beach, but I mean it's just been really well on everything, but the meat haul right now has been the sheephead, and it's been at the close-in rigs. All you need is live and or dead shrimp market bait. They're catching them both under a cork or on light jig heads and just tossing it at the rig leg and let it slowly drift down. So I mean, in fact, one of the guys that was out there with us the other day went and did it, and he said he was actually free netting sheephead because they were so thick that as you were reeling one in, another one was following him, fighting him for the piece of shrimp that was hanging out of his mouth. So when he swooped down and net them, he was netting two at a time, one with a hook in his mouth, one without.
Yeah, catch those followers. Yeah, that can be some great action. You know, I got one picture. People have been sending me pictures. One was, I guess they were caught in the kayak that was parked on the dock right next to it. I don't know how they fit that many sheephead in a kayak, but that is one fish in Louisiana, unlimited. No size limit, no creel limits, and I don't know how much longer that can go on. What are your thoughts on that? Should we be considering limits on sheephead?
Well, what you're seeing on the recreational side is probably just a drop in the bucket of what you're seeing on the commercial side. They are commercial fish, and in a lot of cases, they're actually netted with fish nets. And, I mean, man, we're catching a bunch of them, but I don't know that the numbers even compare to what comes in on a big trawler, you know, that's been dragging nets for the commercial market. So that was, you know, I really hadn't followed that one close enough to even have a comment on it, but I don't know that we're doing a drop in the bucket.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Time will tell, because if they start getting scarce, that's when the alarms get sounded and they start talking about recommending some creel limits and maybe some size limits. I don't know how much studies they've done or assessment programs they do on sheephead. I'm not real sure about that. Well, Darryl, I hope weather clears up sooner than later. If somebody wants to get in touch with you and book a trip for some speckled trout, drum, redfish, you know, flounder, you got it all down there in Grand Isle, tell them how to get you.
Yeah, well, Don, they can find me on your site at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can find me at RealScreamers.com. Or, like I said, just pick up the phone, man. We got plenty of time to talk fishing. 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. Have a good week, and we'll catch up with you next Saturday.
Stay dry, Don.
All right. Darryl Carpenter, RealScreamers.com. All right, coming back after the top of the hour break, I'm going to get to some more of these seafood breakfast recipes. Boy, I'm getting hungry listening to reading these out there, too. If you got one for us, text us at 504-260-1870. Mike Gallo report. We got a Captain Ryan Lambert report, a Lance Burgess Paddlers report, and a whole lot more coming your way. And thank you for tuning in and joining us on this Saturday morning with a less than an ideal forecast weather-wise. We had a couple of events have been postponed or canceled due to the inclement weather. Liable to have a few more of those taking place. But if you are going to be getting out, we got some information for you. We're talking with some of our field reporters. We'll hear from Captain Mike Gallo in just a few minutes. We're also going to have Lance Burgess do our paddler's report. Ryan Lambert from Cajun Fishing Adventures is also going to join us. And this is kind of just one of these spur-of-the-moment things. This is what I love about radio. You know, these ideas come up, and someone wanted to know, what is your favorite seafood breakfast item on the menu? What is it? Share it with us on our text board at 504-260-1870. My friend Janice sitting here, she's making me hungry. She triggered a memory of a breakfast we've had at Mrs. Rose's Bed and Breakfast, which is down in Kaplan, Louisiana. That's where you can go and catch and cook your own crawfish. He serves, this is Barry Toops, Boudin egg rolls and crawfish omelet with a little bit of Steen's cane syrup poured over. Now, if that doesn't make you hungry, check your pulse. All right, we got some other ones coming in here. This one says Eggs Ninth is the title of the menu item. It's at Russell's Marina Grill. Two lump crab cakes, poached eggs, topped with shrimp hollandaise sauce. That's from Captain Robin. Now, Captain Robin's lair has been known to put out some pretty good food, fish and game and seafood. Thank you for that one, Captain Robin. Here's a message from the king of the tickfaw, Frankie D. He caught a break in the wind Thursday. That was the same day I fished. He got on the sheephead spawn off of Grand Isle, caught 20 under a slip cork about 10 feet deep on market shrimp. Also picked up a bonus pompano. What'd you do with that pompano, Frankie? Love to get your recipe. And we have another one. This is for salmon patty biscuits with the cream gravy. That probably sounds very tempting, but I'm just not a salmon kind of guy. And so I think I'd pass on that one. But we do have many other good ones. In fact, there was one here that was a little strange. Besides the secret recipe for the shrimp Benedict, they won't give that out. Fresh speckled trout fillets and greens cooked in butter with salt and pepper and black coffee, or half-shell oysters and spicy Bloody Mary with garnish. Now, that might be something after a night on the town to break your fast, as they say in the morning. All right, what do you got going on? We'd love to hear from you, 504-260-1870. This is a little bit long range, but that's going to be coming up at the St. Bernard Catholic Church. The first ever fishing rodeo, October 11th. They're going to hold it at Campos Marina. I'm sure you can find out more details, and as we get them, we'll be passing those along to you. But you might want to put that down. October 11th, that's a great time. October, we were talking about that on the boat the other day. That is most people's favorite month to fish because of the weather we get down here on the Great Gulf Coast. Also want to remind you of Bayou Wild TV. We've got a new episode airing this week. And it deals with bent rods on the bend. We're catching some white perch, Sockale, Crappie, whatever you want to call them, up on the bend, Toledo Bend. It's a great program, good episode. Chris LeCocq did a wonderful job. And you can see how they actually fish them now. A lot of modern technology mixed with some old school traditional methods of catching one of the most sought after fish up there. Of course, they're known for the bass fishing on Toledo Bend. But crappie and brim fishing is also can be off the charts up there. And there's plenty of space to do it. It's one of Louisiana's treasures. Oh, by the way, that Bayou Wild TV, if you want to find out where you can see it, go to our webpage, bayouwildtv.com. You can watch it online or see all of the different listings of the stations and where they're located and the times that they air the program. All right, coming back after this, it's Captain Mike Gallo time. We'll find out what his favorite seafood breakfast item is. What's yours? 504-260-1870. That's how you contact us here at the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And Mike Gallo provides us our Born on the Bayou report. It's a presentation of CETO. And you know them because we talk about them every week, and we talk very highly about them. You can call Captain Chris and get signed up, and it's a membership. It's renewable. And what it gets you is peace of mind. They'll tow you free from dock to dock. They'll get out there and bring you fuel or jump start you if you just need something to get running back on the water. And then talking to a couple of the captains a couple of weeks ago, that was one of the really important parts they talked about, that, you know, they're kind of handy-dandy with the mechanics and they understand the motors and the mechanisms. And a lot of times they don't even have to do a tow. They can get you back up and running with just one quick visit. Doesn't matter how many times you need them, how far you got to go, it's all covered under one price, $249 for a whole year, and then it's renewable after that. At CETO.com or call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545. And if you're going to be at the Sportsman Show this weekend, they will have a booth there. They can tell you all the benefits and get you signed up. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now, and Mike, we're talking about favorite seafood breakfast menu items. Will you happen to have one you serve over there at the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge?
Well, Don, when I have the opportunity and crawfish are available, a crawfish omelet with American cheese works for me.
Yeah, pretty simple, but pretty effective. I'll guarantee you that. Well, Mike, what's your plans today, given this weather forecast? Did you scuttle your trip? Did they have to go, and you're going to go brave some of the wet stuff, or what's the deal?
I got lucky. My clients were local, and we're in the process of trying to reschedule. You know, he's talking with his other two other buddies and try to get everybody to come together with the dates that I have available and see what we can get him rescheduled. So that's the plan. I will not be doing any fishing today.
Did you get to do any at all earlier this week before all this blow came up?
Yeah, there was a couple of two or three nice days, and we had good catches of fish. I was a little envious listening to Glenn earlier this morning about catching them on top water. I had a trip earlier in the week where we attempted to fish top water. It was Tuesday. It was very foggy first thing in the morning, and by the time I got to where I wanted to go, the sun was relatively high in the sky. We threw top waters, and we had a couple of fish come and roll and look at them, but we didn't get any strikes. And I guess there's a lesson to be learned there. We switched over to subsurface plastics, hard plastics, the Husky Jerk style suspending lures, and redid really well on those. I had one customer, he caught his limit, and our average fish was 17 inches or better.
Yeah, that's good fish and good way to catch them. Mike, I was talking to Captain Patrick, and I fished in Mobile Bay this week, and I noticed that we weren't fishing deep water like Lake Pontchartrain. We were fishing 3, maybe 4 feet of water at the most. And these trout did not come up to the top like they do in Pontchartrain. You know, a lot of times when you catch a big fish, he'll hang down. He won't come up. But usually the smaller fish come right up to the top, and they try to shake the hook, you know, do a little tail walking and head shaking. Any experience you found where, for some reason, sometimes trout will stay down when you're reeling them in, and other times when they'll come up?
I don't have a reason why. We caught several yesterday that I thought were going to be catfish, because we've caught some hardhead catfish that are moving in the area. We were fishing live bait, and, you know, I thought that's going to be another catfish. And then we have a nice 14, 15-inch trout beside the boat, and I'm scrambling for the net. So I don't have a reason unless it was because of the bad weather. You know, yesterday we had some – it started out decent, 10 to 12-mile-an-hour winds, and I caught the majority of my fish right up until the wind picked up to 16 to 18, and, boy, it was like a light switch shut off. We just really, really struggled to put anything in the boat after that wind really did pick up. But I did notice that some of our fish stayed down, and I thought they might have been catfish until we could physically see them.
What a pleasant surprise when you think you got a hard hit and a nice speck pops up. We're talking with Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. And Mike, in the last couple of minutes we got here, we're approaching the end of March. What changes should anyone make if they're going to be fishing now, you know, getting kind of out of the winter patterns, moving into the spring and early summer? What might they change tactic-wise?
Well, the fish are getting a little more aggressive as the water temperatures warm up, and a popping cork will become a really popular way to catch them. Can cover lots of water. It's a great search bait. One of my trips, that's all we started with popping corks, and we finished with popping corks. We fished plastic under a cork all day long, had a good successful trip. So our water temperatures are getting to be in the high 60s, low 70s, and the fish will get more aggressive. They'll scatter out. Current lines will become important. They'll start using current to their advantage. So the popping cork is going to be a great way to go when you're in that shallower water. I say 6 to 8 feet. You can fish a popping cork over 8 feet. I still like to work the bottom first and then see if those fish are suspended.
It's all part of the forensic fisherman's dialogue and record keeping. You do a great job on that, Mike. Mike, if somebody wants to fish with you, and whether they're from out of town and they need a place to stay at Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge, or they're just local and want to make a day trip with you and on a short drive, besides finding you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, tell them how to get a hold of Angling Adventures of Louisiana.
Well, you can find me at AAofLA.com. We're on social media at Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the telephone, which is 985-781-7811.
All right, and as they say, operators are standing by. Captain Mike, we'll catch up with you next week. Hope you have a good week of fishing.
Sounds good, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All righty, there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo. All right, coming back after this, it's Paddler Report time. Lance Burgess, who works with us on Tigers in the Wild on Bayou Wild TV and also a very avid kayaker, he's got your report next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And you're going to be stroking into a headwind if you're stroking south this morning. We got our Paddler's Report coming up. It's a presentation of our friends over at No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie. Now, today they had a demo day scheduled, and because of the weather, they're going to move it to April the 12th. So if you were planning on going April 12th, it'll coincide with the Bucktown boat launch cleanup. There's a little nice kayak launching area there in Bucktown, which is in New Orleans on the shores of Lake Pontchartrain on the Metairie-Hammond Highway, they call it, from 8:30 to noon. And they will be doing kayak demos before and during and after that event. So if you want to try before you buy, check it out. And you can also get some lessons on fly casting, particularly from a kayak. So there's some events coming up. And they also got this one. This is the first time I've heard of this. The Dirty Carp Tournament. That's going to be next weekend, April the 5th. That's a fly fishing tournament targeting sewer salmon, which is another name for the carp in Metairie. They also have a clearance tent sale that day, so if you want to come out, take advantage of great products at rock bottom prices and enjoy fishing in camaraderie. So the Dirty Carp Tournament, 1 week from today, and then the following week, the cleanup of the Bucktown cleanup, and also the demo days for No Wake Outfitters. Call Justin and the gang over there if you got any questions or need to know any more information about it. We're going to get some information on paddle fishing. Lance Burgos joins us now. And Lance, before we get to that big speckled trout you made me jealous with sending me that picture, tell me about your favorite seafood breakfast item.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I have had, and I'll give Louis in Baton Rouge in college, the seafood and they're his seafood omelet. He's got crab, shrimp, and crawfish in his omelet, and it was always one of my sinful breakfasts. But yeah, I like a good seafood omelet, and I don't know if it's my gal talking about a cheese and crawfish with eggs. That's awesome. Also on my list, so definitely the shellfish for breakfast.
Yeah, we love talking about fishing as much as we talk about eating on the show. Well, listen, that 100%. Speckled trout, you sent me a picture of a gorgeous speckled trout you caught, and you said you could have used this one last week during the trout tourney. Give me some details and some intel on that trout. Where was it caught? What'd you use?
Well, you know, I knew the trout tournament was coming up. I took some time to go do a little pre-fishing, and I was down in that Hopedale area, went to the dam. And lo and behold, I was blessed with a 5-plus pound trout on a topwater. Believe it or not, Don, topwater season is right around the corner, and it is getting back to wanting to, you know, tear up a topwater, and I've seen it firsthand.
And that's a very popular kayak spot because it's not a long paddle at all from the launch right there. The Hopedale Dam across the Mr. Go, and it's produced not just speckled trout, but it's also very good for some flounder fishing there. Well, Lance, given the weather forecast, the conditions, somebody's got to go out in the kayak today because it's their day, and they're not really too concerned about fishing in a light rain if they're lucky enough to get light rain. Tell them where they might go and what they might try.
Well, I don't know if they can escape to some freshwater opportunities and kind of stay off the coast, but that would be my recommendation. You know, I looked out to the west part of the state this weekend as well. The weather was just it's just tough. It's going to be a tough weekend to get out in the kayak. But, you know, a little bit further north in any freshwater, any bass, any sockeye. I mean, obviously sockeye are biting right now, so you know some of those areas might be my go-to and a plan B or C.
Yeah, you know, airing this week is a feature you're in with us on Bayou Wild TV, where we fished up at Toledo Bend with Bent Rod's Guide Service, and you and I got in front of that pontoon boat and wore out some white perch or sockeye or crappie, whatever you want to call them, and that could be a good option too if you got some time to run up there. Particularly tomorrow, looks like it's going to be a little bit better.
Yeah. I mean, what a trip. You know, not often do you get to catch quality sockeye like you do on a trip like that. And using those electronics and the front-facing sonar is obviously a huge advantage. But since you just mentioned it, you know, in this area, Black Lake is a place that I always have liked to go with my kids, with my wife even. Black Lake is a place I've launched and gone to do some great goggle-eye, sockeye, brim, bass. You know, you can do a lot of that. It'll be a lot more protected of an area on a day like today.
Yeah, I call that relaxing fishing, you know, just kind of getting up underneath the willow trees and the cypress and the gums and flipping up underneath there. Man, what a great way to spend a day. Huh?
Absolutely. Well, Don, I guess I could give you a quick recap. You mentioned the trout challenge. You know, congratulations to Robert Burkhart. Robert's a great angler with the Bayou Coast Fishing Club. He took home first place. His total was 96.75 inches, Don. You know, it was a CPR tournament. So, well, a catch photo. You know, you could keep your fish if you desire to, but you submit your fish on a ruler to through TourneyX in the app. And Robert was able to capture his first win on the Bayou Coast Angler Series. And so congratulations to him. And, of course, you know, obviously the GOAT, we all know Steve Lessard. Steve took home mule trout. He picked up a 21-inch trout, which was the big trout of the day. I was with Steve all morning. And, you know, we were working the dam and the backside of the dam pretty good. And, you know, it was a tough day, you know, and that – that's kind of indicative of what's going on right now in the water. You know, the trout are, just to put it in perspective, Steve and I caught all of our fish on almost 6 or 7 different types of baits, whether we were fishing light, you know, 1/8 inch, 1/16 inch jigs, jerk baits. I could tell you Mr. Burkhart, who took first place, he does it again. He mentioned that his topwater bite was not very – you know, not very aggressive, and he was missing a few fish, and he switched to the jerk bait, and he piled up 4 or 5 fish, and just really did a great job with that. But you know, we were deep jigging it was like every time we switched baits, we would pick up another fish or two. So it was definitely a variety of techniques and strategies employed last weekend to try to put together a five fish limit.
Paid off for him. Let me ask you one last question. Did Robert have a motorized vessel or not?
I do not believe Robert. Robert has a motorized vessel at this point yet. I'm sure everybody, you know, kind of trending that way. But I know Robert pretty good. I do not know him to use a motorized motor yet.
Well, if you're fishing the Hopedale Dam, it's not a real big advantage if you're just going that short distance, you know.
Yeah, you're right. Robert actually went to the Shell Beach area. You know, I didn't see him at the dam. He mentioned that he had kind of looked around Shell Beach, and you know, I knew the tournament boundaries were St. Bernard Parish. A lot of folks, I guess, aborted their plane to fish Lake Pontchartrain and the Trestles that day. But it was a gorgeous day. I know there were folks at Pips and Hopedale Lagoon. So people all up and down Highway 46 and using the area and the boundaries that were available to try to go ahead and win that tournament.
Very good. Lance, thanks so much for the update and the report. We'll talk soon. Glad to have you on with us this morning.
Good deal. Thank you, Don. Talk to you soon.
All right. There he goes. Lance Burgess, one of our reporters for the Paddlers Report. All right. Coming back next, we got to talk about this. Another bad boy of the outdoors. He hit the jackpot on civil restitution, a $10,000 payback. We'll tell you why coming back after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And this morning we're hearing from David Hubble of Hubble's Hearth. And I was just going to ask him, since he didn't comment on his favorite seafood dish, since he's a real foodie, a breakfast seafood item. And then he did before I could even ask, and I'll share that with you. Also, my friend Rick, good luck to Rick and his grandson Seth, who will be hunting in the Louisiana Youth Turkey Hunt this morning, and my grandnephew Drew and I will be joining them tomorrow. He sent one in too, and I'll share that with you in a little while. We got several of them coming in, so stick around. We'll give you some seafood and fish breakfast ideas. But first, we got to pause 10 seconds, and when we come back, it's our Bad Boy of the Outdoors story. We let our local stations identify on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, our story began when Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents Corporal Derek Logan, Corporal Joshua Seagrest, and Sergeant Michael Abair got some intel that a black bear was killed near the Palmetto State Park on private land in Vermilion Parish earlier this month. And they located a deceased female bear, which was about 10 years old and weighed about 200 pounds. A necropsy, which is the equivalent of a human's autopsy, was conducted, and that revealed the bear was shot with a high-powered rifle on or about February 28th or March 1st, which turned out to be pretty close because their investigation produced evidence leading those agents to Shannon Parker as a suspected shooter of the bear, who, during questioning, admitted to taking a black bear at night with his .270 rifle around February 28th. Parker's story was he shot at a dark silhouette that he believed was a wild hog and failed to identify his target prior to firing his rifle. Serious mistake and a costly one. Now, the agents also learned that Parker failed to have written permission to hunt on property at night, had no landowner's contact information in his possession, and failed to notify the Vermilion Parish Sheriff's Office of his intention to attempt to take wild hogs at night. All of those are legal requirements to do so. So, if convicted of all those charges, and remember, he's admitted to them, facing up to $1,450 worth of criminal fines, plus 120 days in jail, added to a whopping civil restitution value of $10,000, you got it, 10 grand, to replace the bear is 50-year-old Shannon R. Parker of Abbeville, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. Well, the moral of this story is, do not only not feed the bears, do not shoot the bears. Unless, of course, you were picked for the lottery hunt and you're properly licensed and tagged. All right, so much for that. We'll follow up on that one. All right, John Terrebonne's checking in. He's with the Convent Hunting Club. That's those rabbit hunting guys. The season's over for rabbit hunters, and they're moved into full season fishing. And some of their members are up in Toledo Bend. Well, good luck to them. And some are over at Blind River going to the boat launch. He's got his six-year-old son, Kai, with him today. And boy, oh boy, does he get a kick out of hearing his name on the radio. Good luck, Kai, and everybody. And he also wishes good luck to the ones fishing the City Park Big Bass Rodeo this morning. All right, we come back after this. Ryan Lambert's our target. We're going to shoot aim down in Cajun Fishing Adventures Lot in Burris, and hopefully we make a hit. We'll find out right after this three-minute pause where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we will find out from the Plastic Man about the fishing conditions down in Plaquemines Parish. But first, we got to get a very important comment from him regarding his favorite seafood breakfast menu item. And Ryan, your kitchen down at the Cajun Fishing Adventures Lodge is legendary. What specialty do you have down there you like the best?
You know what I like to do? After a crawfish boil, I'll take the potatoes and I'll slice them, you know, not real thick, and I'll slice the sausage, and I'll put a little olive oil in the pan, and I'll brown that real good. Just lay down. Then I'll throw some crawfish on top. And then I'll just crack eggs like you're going to fry them on top of it. Not scrambled, but crack the eggs on top and then let it cook a while and then flip it over where it's all brown and crispy. Oh, my gosh, that's so good.
Yeah, that's making really good use of leftover crawfish and potatoes and sausage from a boil. What a unique recipe that is. That'll fire you up on a Saturday morning, too. That'll get you rolling.
Carmen walks in and says, what are you doing? Because I always eat dinner for breakfast, you know.
Yeah.
And same thing. You know, I like to make a soup with that, too, with the potatoes and the corn and the sausage, and I'll make a soup with it, too. It's so good. Golly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why I'm 265 pounds.
And we love every ounce of you, too. Hey, tell us about the fishing down there, man. Weather hadn't been ideal, but did y'all get some trips in this week?
Oh, my gosh, the fishing is off the chain. It's so good. The trout, reds, sheephead, black drum, giant catfish, plenty of catfish, triple tails. I mean, crazy good. I mean, they limit out on trout and reds. You got you'll go catch a bunch of bulls with it. I mean, they've been doing really, really well.
So now, they've been throwing that nasty old shrimp, or they've been using, you know.
You know, on the trout, they've been catching a lot of the trout on plastic, and then they'll go to shrimp for their redfish in the dirty water. But then they'll go and sit somewhere and catch a bunch of bull reds. Man, it's just been great. And tons of catfish. You can see them moving in the water in certain places. And, you know, I must have cleaned 400 pounds of catfish day before yesterday and put them up.
Wow. What do y'all do with the catfish down there? How do you prepare? Just regular good old country fried?
Yeah, but I like to take them and get those big fillets and let them start getting firm in the freezer and take them out, put them on a meat slicer and slice them. That's where they do like thin fried catfish at all the restaurants. That's how they do it.
Yeah, that's a trick I learned from you. You know, this thin-fried catfish, people think, oh, they catch those nice little cat. No, that's the big catfish, but they cut them thin and to make them crispy from the big ones. And the way to do that, like you say, is you freeze it and then get a meat slicer so it stays real firm and doesn't fall apart on you.
Yeah, they good, too. But well, they're abundant right now. They're fun to catch, too.
Yes,
you know, you have your channel cats, you have big blues, small blues, but I think the biggest one I had this week was 50 pounds, but it's just been crazy.
You know, I don't hear you talk about much as sheep's head. Y'all don't really target sheep's head much. I mean, I'm sure you catch them, you know, sideline fish, but as far as targeting them, you really don't do that, do you?
So, well, some people want to go catch them. The other day we had somebody that did it. And you know what? We save that for when it's so bad we can't get out and we got some spots we could catch them in inclement weather. And then if you go to a couple of the different rigs, you can catch them. But I think I'm going to turn my interest into catching me a few triple tails here in the next after I get back. I lost a really good customer last week, so I'm going to go to Houston for a funeral Monday and Tuesday, and then I'm going to come back if the weather's good. I'm going to get after some triple tails.
Yeah, we were talking about triple tail on my fishing trip this week. In your area, how do you fish them? You know, over where Gallo is in the big lakes, they like the crab trap floats because they love to hang up structures. Sometimes they'll hang close to a pole. How do you target them down in the Burris-Venice area?
Well, you can do that if you want, you know, just target them like that, or you can fish rigs, or you can sight fish them. Right now, they got some in that way I can sight fish them, so I'm going to do that. That's really fun if you get on them like that. So I think they'll stay there a little while, and I'll take advantage of it.
Yeah. Now, you got a recipe for triple tail?
Yeah, I sure do. You got to have a recipe for everything.
All right.
You know, that you take it and you put it in butter, and then you put breadcrumbs on it, and then you put it in the oven with lemon and butter and just let it cook, because it's such a oily, great white meat. And then when it comes out, it's crispy with the breadcrumbs or panko, whatever you use, and then you just cut your pieces off of that, and that's so good. Oh, my goodness.
It's kind of like snapper. The simpler, the better, because it's such a good natural taste. Yeah, you're not trying to hide or disguise anything on the triple tail.
No,
that's for sure.
When I do snapper, I just put that olive oil or butter or both, you know, in a pan, and I'll just sear them and season them up, and they're terrific like that.
Well, we're going to have to do this with snapper when we get a little closer to snapper season and get people to share their snapper recipes. And one of my favorites is a John Foltz way. He does it in the rock salt, man. That's incredibly good.
Oh, yeah, that's good. So all the liver's at 8.9, and it'll be 6.4 here in a couple of weeks, and I don't see a rise anywhere all the way to K-Rose. So, you know, it's going to be good.
Yes, it is.
They might like that now.
Yeah, and keep it up and even get better. Well, somebody wants to get in on all that stuff. The easiest way to get you, they can go to the website, and you got a real nice website. But, man, that phone is easy enough to call you on.
Yeah, 504-559-5111.
And he'll have a fishing pole in one here and a spatula in the other doing the cooking and the fishing. So, but he can still manage a telephone, too. I don't know how you do it.
Practice, buddy, practice.
There you go. All right, we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, brother. We'll see you soon.
Stay dry. All right, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures, one of our favorite field reporters. All right, we come back after this. We're going to wrap it up with some more seafood recipes, seafood breakfast recipes. If you got one, you got time to share it with us, text it 504-260-1870. And also going to tell you what I'm going to be doing a little bit later on this morning. Back to do it after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, you know, one of the things I love about doing radio is sometimes you have sporadic topics just pop up. And one listener mentioned about favorite seafood breakfast items. And, a lot of people responded because more people than you think actually love to have seafood breakfasts. And I just got one in from my buddy Uncle Larry. He just texted me and said his dozen raw oysters. Plain and simple for Uncle Larry. All right, my buddy Rick, who is hunting with his grandson Seth in the Louisiana Youth Turkey Hunt this morning, and I'll be joining them with my grandnephew, Drew Dubuque, who will be with me tomorrow morning. He sent one in, too, and his is pretty good. Fried loose crawfish boudin with some eggs nested in it. There you go. Good stuff. All right, some of our other listeners sent theirs in. The Big Man Bassin in Covington says his favorite seafood breakfast is cold fried fish on a cathead biscuit. There you go. Some people just love that cold fish. I can handle it, but I'm not real big on cold fish. But some people just like the texture and taste when it's cold. All right, then we have David Hubble said he was glad to hear I got out and fished in Mobile Bay. That's kind of his neck of the woods over there. He said his dad would always look forward to the late fall when the specks followed the shrimp into the upper bay and Mobile Delta. Yeah, they go up in that fresh water almost in those rivers. But this time of the year, they start moving out, and you can catch them in the bay and even further out. All right, he's a foodie, too, and he says his answer is crab cakes and eggs. You take two crab cakes topped with poached eggs and hollandaise sauce, and then a side of skillet fried diced potatoes. It's more of a brunch dish technically, but delicious anytime in my book. You know, there's certain dishes that are considered breakfast, lunch, or dinner. I don't know. I think you can mix and match and eat breakfast for dinner and dinner for breakfast, whatever. All right, here's one. They had a great morning crabbing yesterday at a very windy Point of Shen. Lost my hunters for the hungry cap, but was able to recover it. Big E from Thibodeau. Well, Big E, if you ever lose it, I've got some hunter for the hungry fishing caps. I can supply you with one. Be glad to do it. All right, here's a vote for tilapia and cornflakes. Cook the tilapia any way you want, then throw it away and eat the cornflakes. Not a fan of tilapia, I take it. And I'm not a real big fan of tilapia. I've had it. It is probably the most bland and tasteless fish I've ever eaten. Oh, and I'm corrected on Rick. I get them mixed up. It's going to be Shane and not Seth. Seth is the older one. He's already been through the youth turkey hunting wars with us. So good luck to you, Shane. All right, we have, let's see. I'm not sure what that one is about, but if you got one, 504-260-1870. All right, let me tell you what I'm going to be doing a little bit later on this morning. I am going to be attending a preview party for Coastal Concepts, Coastal Cooking Concepts, that is. And I participated in an episode of a 12-part series on public broadcasting, which was produced by WYES Channel 12, which is the public broadcast station in New Orleans. And beginning next Saturday at 9 a.m., that'll be the first in that series. And what this is, it is a collection of episodes of cooking from chefs, some of them famous restaurant chefs, all the way down to backyard camp cooks like me. And everyone's got different recipes, a lot of seafood, a lot of fish. There's a few game, which I did. And it's going to be incorporated into a long series, 12 parts. And I'm looking forward to the previews that they'll be showing today. So look for it on your public broadcast channel. That is Coastal Cooking Concepts. And that begins, kicks off Saturday, April the 4th. I think 9 a.m. is when that first one will air. All right, here's maybe the most unusual breakfast item we got. It's goose, gizzards, livers, and grits. How about that? Goose, gizzards, livers, and grits in the morning. Thanks to Grandma producing those. Yeah, well, you got to get those goose, gizzards, and livers. That's not exactly a seafood, but certainly a game item that someone might enjoy in the morning. All right, we're going to be back again to do this next week, if you'll let us, and you'll join us. We hope you do. You can catch us on a number of stations. We've got a flagship station out of New Orleans, WWL 870 AM and FM 105.3, and then we've got stations like Talk FM 106.5. We've got a couple of ESPN stations in Baton Rouge. We've got KPEL and Lafayette. And, of course, you can stream it if you go to my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, if you don't have a radio or you're not in distance of one of our affiliate stations. And also you can catch replays. If you happen to be out and hunting or on the water and you don't bring your listening device with you and you want to catch up on something you might have missed and catch the show, you can always catch the replays, because Cullen Steele, who is our ace producer of this show, that's also one of his duties, and he usually has the show up just minutes after it airs. It's always waiting for you there. And just go to DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. You go there for a lot of things, and there's a link to where you can hear the shows and catch everything that happened. And a special thanks to Cullen today. Did a great job. Thanks to all of our field reporters, and mostly thanks to those of you who make this show go. Without you, there is no show. Without the sponsors, there's no show. And this is one of the very few programs. Think about it. Absolutely free. Doesn't cost you a thing. All you need to have is a radio and a desire to listen, and no subscriptions, no contracts, none of that kind of stuff. And hope we can keep doing it for you for a long, long time. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you again next week with another edition of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.